KD, listen.
Listening for W2T monitoring.
Oh, just figured I'd see if I could find somebody to ride along with me for a few minutes as I head back home. I went to see my dad, so I went and wished him happy birthday and give him a birthday gift.
That's nice. I've been putting up some furniture today is what I've been doing, so turn down this radio behind me. It is HF rig. They're doing something I'm not agreeing with at on a net, so I may not check into it. Anyway, so yeah, I had to help a friend do some work, and then she come over here and help me do some things here at my house, and trying to get some things straightened up and being where they're supposed to be. You know how that goes sometimes.
Stop where we live. I've been working on the truck. It had a really bad oil leak and oil spilling on the exhaust manifold and all that. It just made a mess. So I decided I'd better get this thing fixed. So I've had it apart. Top off the engine intake and all that. Working on that some today.
Where the leak was at?
Cover gasket. It's a V6, and they're notorious for leaking valve cover gaskets leak. I've been through this before and went strictly by the book, and it leaked again, so I'm going to try to do something a little bit different this time.
V6 before, and I had that same problem with finding oil up there all the time. And finally took to a mechanic who figured out a way to put a seal on it that actually kept it from leaking again. So that, you know, a gasket in there that actually stopped the leak, and I didn't have it. And by the time I traded it, it still was not leaking. And I put another 60,000 or 70,000 miles on it before then.
I've been working on that today, and also it was bad to spark knock, so I replaced the anti-knock sensors. We're going to see if that fixes that, but yeah, glad you got yours straightened out. You got to put a good many more miles on it, and it's been a year for working on cars for me, so I'm kind of getting tired of it. I'm hoping I can get things fixed and go for a while.
Do not try working on cars anymore. I found out my capabilities as an auto mechanic are, you know, few and far between, so I stay away from it. And all, because the last time I helped somebody do some repairs on his car, things ended up being worse than before we started on the repairs. So I decided at that point in time, my time as a car repair person, I'll change a flat tire, and I will change the oil, but insofar as getting underneath the car or taking engines apart or any of that stuff, that ain't going to happen anymore.
Well, that's coming for me someday, too. they are so aggravating to work on now, and all the special tools and tight spaces and stuff, yeah, it's just getting to be a little much.
Every time you turn around, when a car came out, they had changed the way they mount stuff in there. So, they changed from hex to, they changed from the, you know, U.S. version. Then they went to all the hex settings, all the hex equipment, you know. You had to have those European nuts and all that stuff to go in places. And you know, after it reached that point, I decided right then and there I was tired of buying tools, because every time I turned around, I had to buy something new to be able to do the next oil change or take the spark plugs out or whatever else I was going to do. I just decided right then and there I'd had enough of it. So anyway, and that was about 5 years ago when I decided right then and there, because I was went in to change something out and repair it, and got to the, and I didn't have a tool that I could unscrew the wrench of the nuts with. So right then and there, I decided that was it.
I understand that, the metric versus standard. You know what? I had one vehicle that was it was a Mustang, and it was the craziest thing to work on because half of it was metric, half of it was standard, and that was really aggravating.
Imagine it was. That's what my problem was, that some of the things had been changed over from the previous version I had had of that car, which is only about a 3-year difference in the age of it. And like you say, they went from metric, you know, from the standard to the metric. And I just didn't have the tools to work on it, so I said, to heck with it. And gave it up and took it to somebody else, and I had spent almost 2 hours working on, he took care of the problem and fixed it in about 30 minutes. And my pocket was lighter, but I also didn't have the bruised knuckles. I didn't have to buy the additional wrenches and everything to do the job. So I said, okay, that works. All yours.
It can be a bit challenging sometimes, but anyway, I better sign with you, Rusty. I'm about to go to a spot that's really, really scratchy. I'm not hearing well at all. That's my location, but I hope you have a good rest of your day. Good talking to you.
Well, that sweetheart you're married to, and we'll talk to you later. And I'll double U2T clear.
And I'll tell Rusty, KC4KD, I'm clear.